on the campaign trail. Guide Dogs People Awards, Name a Puppy. The approximate length of this recording is 8.5 minutes.
Campaigns on the campaign trail. Access campaign taken to Parliament and Downing Street. Thank you to everyone who has supported our campaigns by taking action online, supporting an event, or spreading the word to others about them. Here's an update of just some of our campaigns and public affairs team's recent activities. Accelerating our Access All Areas campaign. In June, 94 guide dog owners from England, Scotland and Wales met MPs, ministers, secretaries of state and members of the House of Lords to speak about their experiences of being turned away by businesses because of their dog. Some 244 MPs attended, more than a third of all Westminster MPs, which made this event our largest and most successful to date. The next day, the Access campaign was discussed twice in Parliament. Included here is a photograph of a guide dog owner and Scooby, his black Labrador guide dog. He's holding up a notice which reads, "Another passenger offered to get a taxi with me after our train was cancelled, but the taxi driver said he didn't want to take Scooby as he had a Mercedes." Clive Wood, Guide Dog's Policy and Campaigns Manager for London, said, "The lobby was a wonderful event. It was great to have so many guide dog owners in one place who were sharing their personal experiences of access refusals. I had the opportunity to meet some senior politicians, including Chris Grayling MP, who was Transport Secretary, and Alok Sharma MP, who was a minister in the Department for Work and Pensions and is now Secretary of State for International Development. Many of the politicians I spoke to were surprised to hear that many guide dog owners still experience the humiliation of access refusals from service providers." Not stopping there, in September we visited 10 Downing Street to deliver a photo book of people telling their stories about access denials to the new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. We are calling for an introduction of mandatory disability equality training for taxi and minicab drivers, and the changes that will enable equality legislation to be more easily enforced. Included here is a photograph of four guide dog owners with their dogs, two black Labradors, a yellow Labrador, and a German Shepherd Cross, outside number 10 Downing Street. Calling for faster progress. Last year, the government published an inclusive transport strategy, which detailed a wide range of ways in which it plans to increase the accessibility of the transport network. We were delighted that a number of these plans would really benefit people with sight loss. A year on, however, we are concerned about a lack of progress against the timescales the government had set for itself. Sign our open letter calling for progress at www.tinyurl.com/inclusive transport.
People Awards. And the award goes to... In November, our Atherton Training School was transformed into a stunning venue for this year's People Awards. The award celebrated the amazing achievements of staff, volunteers and those who use our services for their incredible contributions. Congratulations to all the winners and nominees. Service User of the Year, Megan Taylor and Rowley. Megan lives with multiple disabilities, but since Rowley came into her life last August, everything's changed. Rowley is the first ever dual-purpose assistance dog trained by Guide Dogs and Dog AID, Assistance in Disability. So alongside his guiding duties, he can help Megan with a number of additional tasks. Included here is a photograph of Megan Taylor and Black Labrador Rowley in a viewing gallery at the top of a building. Overall staff members, Katie Roberts and Caroline Abraham. At our annual service user conference in June, one delegate fell seriously ill and was rushed to hospital. Katie and Caroline accompanied the service user in the ambulance and stayed with her until the early hours. They both checked in on her the following morning and continued to visit her during her stay in hospital. Without them, this service user would have been left all alone. Included here are photographs of Katie Roberts and Caroline Abraham. Overall volunteer, Carolyn Allam. Carolyn is a passionate campaigner for guide dogs and a key player in our Take the Lead campaign, which focuses on dog attacks on guide dogs. She has appeared in the media using her own personal experience after her guide dog, Ali, had to be retired prematurely due to an attack. Volunteer awards winners: Open, Sue Azorio. Passionate, Carolyn Allam. Innovative, James Watt. Newcomer, Alex Pepper. Group Volunteer Drivers, Northwest Regional Centre. Young Volunteer, Isabella Haddon. Service User Awards winners: Inspirational Person of the Year, Angerad Megan Paget Jones, and Guide Dog Tudor. Guide Dog of the Year, Rolly, with owner Megan Taylor. My Guide Partnership of the Year, Rick Jones and Louise Johnston. Inspiring Young Person of the Year, Theo Harvey. Staff Awards winners: Open, John Garrett and Penny Hefferon. Passionate, Katie Roberts and Caroline Abraham. Innovative, Rebecca Harper. Dedication, Helen Sismore. Partnerships, Walk Your Socks Off Team and Unsung Hero, Forfar, Friday Contributors.
Name a puppy. Naming a puppy reaches new heights. A Birmingham paraclimber, who's deaf and blind, has raised enough money to name a guide dog puppy after a mountain he climbed. In 2015, John Churcher became the first person with sight loss to reach the summit of the Eiger, a 13,000-foot mountain in Switzerland. Shortly afterwards, he set himself a new challenge of raising £2,500 to name a guide dog puppy after the mountain he conquered, and this year he reached his target. John, who competes both nationally and internationally, the GB paraclimbing team, said, "I chose to support guide dogs because my own guide dog helped me to train for the climb through walking and helping me to get to climbing walls." John raised the money by holding coffee mornings and doing car boot sales with the support of his wife, Anne. He also ran the Birmingham International Marathon in 2017 to raise funds. Included here is a photograph of Golden Retriever guide dog puppy Iger. Couple Chris Blakely and Shelley Coyne are currently puppy walking Duke, named by the Kilpatrick Fraser Charitable Trust. We caught up with Shelley, who told us about her experience. "How long have you been a puppy walker?" "4 years. Duke is our fourth special puppy." "What does an average day entail?" "Most days we visit the park and then Duke will nap at my feet while I study. At home he loves playing with his toys and sitting in his favourite spot by the window." "What do you like most about Duke and what sets him apart?" "Duke is so affectionate and loves a cuddle. He's our first puppy sponsored through Name a Puppy." "What is Duke currently learning?" "We're continuing to work on Duke's recall, which is pretty good now." "What do you like best about your role?" "Meeting so many people. He's very sociable, like me." To name a puppy, get in touch with Guide Dogs Name a Puppy team by emailing nameapuppy@guidedogs.org.uk. Included here is a photograph of Shelley Coyne and yellow Labrador guide dog puppy Duke in a field.